Hello, everyone. This is OmniTalk Retail. I am Chris Walton.
And I'm Ann Mazenga.
And we are coming to you live once again from the NGA show in beautiful, sunny Las Vegas, Nevada at the Vusion Group's booth.
Yes.
Number 1307.
Well,
that's 1307. Yes, and for some reason, I'm just having a devil of a time saying that today.
Oh, it's okay. We're both struggling. We are making the best of it here.
Yes,
I need to ask you to say it three times.
No, yes, you can't, Dennis. You
I know.
Cannot. You cannot.
That's
I need to
we
do
have
some
an
linguistics exercises,
yes.
I think, and practice my diction. But yes, so standing in between us is Dennis Host, the SVP of Marketing at Coburn. So, Dennis, welcome to OmniTalk. It's great to have you.
Well, thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, we're excited to get to know a little bit about you. We talked to Emily, one of your partners in crime at Coburn's. But tell us a little bit about you and your background first.
Sure. Well, I've been at Coburn's now going to be 14 years this summer. I started in e-commerce marketing.
Okay.
Back when we ran a warehouse model, full e-com warehouse model in the Twin Cities, and I oversaw our e-com marketing operations there. And then I went back to the corporate office about a year and a half, maybe 2 years later, got my arms deep into starting the build out of a loyalty program at that point. And fast forward, gosh, 14 years goes by really fast, but it has been the ride of my life. I've really, really enjoyed it. And prior to that, I worked for a big media company.
Okay,
all right. Wow, so, I mean, you guys, I mean, you, Emily told us this too, but you were one of the first people really in that e-commerce sphere for delivering groceries. Like, you've got a lot of experience on that, right?
We do, yes. That was a very, very unique model. We had about 65 bright yellow trucks that drove all over the Twin Cities delivering groceries out of a warehouse in an industrial park. Nobody really knew where we were. So our challenge at that point was just building out brand equity for what Coburn's Delivers is. And gosh, did we learn a whole lot in that space, largely around leveraging customer data. Because back then, customer data wasn't what it is today, which,
right.
You know, today we are, everything is big data, even in grocery. So we learned a whole lot about that operation and then brought that in perfect timing back to our stores and leveraged that technology to build out the tech backbone to be able to afford us the capabilities to do store pickup for our stores. And we did that in 2019. We rebuilt the entire platform, rebuilt all the software on the back end to handle the store pick, and did that all in 2019. And we all know what happened in 2020.
Smart to do that before the
yes.
pandemic, my friend.
Yes,
smart
exactly.
to do that.
Good foundation in place.
Foresight. We're not really good at foresight all the time, but something was guiding us.
Experience isn't something you have until after you need it, Dennis.
Right.
That's one of my favorite sayings.
Right.
All right, so you mentioned big data. One of the topics du jour, which we've already talked about numerous times today, even with all of our interview guests, has been retail media.
Yep.
I have to think in your role, you have been thinking about that or been asked a lot of questions about that. How are you approaching that?
Sure. So with our loyalty program, we launched this program in 2016 and 2017. We started getting this infusion of customer data, shopper data, and that really laid the initial foundation and the initial backdrop for our data warehouse and data infrastructure, and we leverage that every single day. We know a lot about our shoppers. We know there are opportunities to leverage that data beyond, and as the world of media is changing, and this is where CPGs are investing, we know we need to get there. We have done this in small, I would call drips, if you would, leveraging that data, selling our own small campaigns to CPGs that we have contact with.
Right.
That is in the weeds. The 30,000 foot view of all of this and how this looks from a national standpoint
right.
is a much bigger prize. We know we have to get there. We're just not quite there yet. And honestly, even with 77 grocery stores and however many hundreds of thousands of households we serve, it's still not a big enough. We wouldn't be able to cast a big enough net on our by ourselves
yeah.
to get that attention from a national CPG. So we know that, and there are a lot of people talking about this, how do we partner with others to potentially aggregate to get to the larger scale where we're a sliver or a piece of that pie that all kind of plays in a much bigger sandbox.
And then you can get into the true retail media angles of
right.
it, too, versus
yep.
just trade spend
yep.
of a different
yep.
color,
yep.
right?
Exactly. And, we've got a lot of tools that we could make a part of our network. We've got a dynamic digital circular, our new e-com platform that we're building out. So there will email. We do a lot of sophisticated stuff with emails and texts and in-store activations and all those sorts of things that can be pieces of what we offer in our retail media network. But again, we know we're going to have to lock arms and join forces with others to create a much larger scale.
Yeah.
Dennis, outside of those things that you mentioned, or maybe including some of the tactics that you mentioned, and outside of retail media networks, where do you feel like the independent grocer still does loyalty best, or still does their marketing efforts best? Because you're in a unique position where you aren't using retail media networks, but you built a very strong customer base from the delivery days now to 77 stores. Like, what do you feel like is kind of the differentiator for the regional grocer right now?
Sure. For us, I do think it comes back to data and our shoppers and just understanding them. I talked to a number of retailers, many of them probably smaller than us or whatever, who don't have a loyalty program.
Right.
I think, my gosh, how do you do that?
Yeah.
You just have to know your customer intimately, more so now than ever.
Right.
So we segment our customers by the, you know, how often they're in our stores, what they're putting in their carts, what their average basket size is.
Right.
We know all the categories they're shopping. We know all of that data and leverage that to the nth degree to target personalized offers. We use AI on the back end to leverage and curate personalized offers based on a shopper's past purchase history. But we have partners that help us with that to be able to help us curate all that. Because it's just a lot of infrastructure on the back end to be able to get into the data and really understand what that looks like. But it really does come down to the customer segmentation and understanding who your customers really are and how they migrate through their journey.
Right.
And we've learned a lot with Emily's help and other folks in our team, understanding the omni shopper who is shopping either in store or just online or doing both.
Right.
And there's a lot of tremendously interesting and insightful data behind just that shopper in particular that we would have never known if we didn't have this ecosystem and ecostream of data on every transaction.
Are there any technologies that you think have been really valuable, especially from a marketer's perspective in grocery right now? You mentioned, you know, using AI to help personalize offers, but are there any other things that kind of come top of mind to you of which might be of interest to the person attending this show?
Well, there's always the technology partners that help with your mobile app or your website.
Okay.
Those partners have to be nimble and quick and be able to modify and in our case, hopefully run faster than we can to see what's coming around the next bend so that they can guide us. So I always think it's always very good to have really strong partners on your tech stack, specifically around the customer-facing tech stack. And then the maybe not-so-customer-facing is if you can't do it in-house by yourself, how do you have a analytics infrastructure or partner that can help you curate and mine your data?
Yeah.
You have to have really strong analytics partners or skill sets in your own team to help you mine that data and understand what's going on in there. Because, you know, anybody can look at spreadsheets and charts and graphs all day long. There's an amazing capability for very talented people out there who do this to take all those numbers and data and turn it into a story.
Right.
Yeah, turn it into something creative. Yes.
Right.
It's a skill. It's a skill.
It is.
All right, Dennis. So, I would say I admire most people in marketing, especially if they're a digital marketer in grocery. I don't know that I envy them, though, because you guys have quite the job now. Like, your job has become so dynamic over the last 10 years. And part of that job is also, as you were telling us beforehand, you're in charge of re-engineering or re-platforming your e-commerce position, too. Am I right? So talk to us about what's going into that.
Sure. So, as Emily mentioned earlier, we have our own platform today. But we have quickly discovered as we've worked through this and as we've watched others and as we've grown as an organization that we need a way to get there faster with development and being able to stay current in the space. And Emily, I think, woke up. Emily and I both woke up on the same day on opposite ends of the country and realized we're a grocery company. We're not a tech company.
Right.
So lean
Which is a good realization.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lean into what we do and do well and right. bring on partners to help us with the
yes,
other stuff.
Yes, love that.
So we are working fast and furiously now. I think we've got 27 or something like that different work streams to launch a reimagined e-com platform and website platform. And bringing in our loyalty platform into it, all tying that all together, starting here now in May. So,
you guys are going to have a busy summer.
Yes, we do have a little bit ahead of
anytime
us.
Anytime you I've said this on our show a lot. Anytime you replatform your e-commerce experience, more power to you, man. Yeah, my heart goes out to you because that's
We've
not an easy
thing to do.
We've
got some smart folks at the table helping us with this. It has been a journey. We definitely have the destination in
mind.
Yeah,
right.
Yes.
But it's been really, really fun.
And it's a destination that's always moving, too. Like, it's going to be a continuous journey even after May, I would imagine,
and that's,
right?
You know, kind of where we realized we just can't do this by ourselves anymore.
Right.
So we just have to look at this in a different way.
Smart.
Which allowed us to get there much faster than if we would have kept spinning in the same mud, if you will.
Right. Well, let's get you out of here with this question. I want to know what your thoughts are about digital media in store. How are you thinking about this at Coburn's? Where do you think the future of digital media in store is going as we start to touch on things you brought up earlier, like retail media networks and just loyalty programs engaging
sure,
with your consumers?
Sure. Well, grocery shopping, at least from my point of view, should be and is an experiential experience. Every time you go into the store and should be. And so I always look at it and I get the thrill of also working on a lot of our store design work.
Yeah.
And I always use, you know, we need a little bit of Disney World in
yes.
there.
Yes.
Just to make it a compelling experience.
That's right.
It's a sensory experience in the fresh departments. And I think our stores do an exceptional job of that. But how do you kind of turn that up and dial that up a little bit?
Yeah.
So using video, recipes, QR codes on shelf tags to get customers either ways to save or recipe inspiration. I use with my team the words inspiration and aspiration all the time. So everything we're doing not only in our media channels, we're also trying to bring to life in our stores, in digital monitors. We have digital in our video monitors in all of our check lanes.
Okay.
We're working on a new store right now that's going to be a little bit of a prototype for us, so we're introducing a lot more digital there too.
Okay.
Just to help with storytelling and
sure.
just making the experience a little more adventuresome for
yeah.
our guests and a little more educational,
right.
inspirational, and aspirational.
Yeah, and the ability to change that more quickly
yep.
than having
yes.
to redo a whole store
yes.
and to changing a bunch
yes.
of signage
yes.
and tags
yes.
and everything
exactly.
all around. So.
Exactly.
I love the Disney World analogy, too, because we used to talk about this a lot on our show, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, the purpose of a physical retail store, particularly a grocery store, is did my customer have a good time?
Yes.
Right? Did they enjoy themselves? That's what makes them loyal. That's what keeps them coming back. So, man, Dennis, you wear a lot of hats, as do most marketers now these days with all the new angles that come at them around the digital sphere. So kudos to you, man.
Well,
good luck
you.
With the replatforming.
Thank
Again,
you.
Dennis Host, the SVP of Marketing at Coburn's. That concludes our coverage for the show today. At
yes.
least we think so. But we never know. We might find some new people that might stop by and want to be interviewed. And if we get them, we will bring them your way. So until next time, Anne.
Be careful out there.